Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. This proverb clearly teaches that God hates as well as loves. True faith will move you to hate the same things that God hates. The Bible tells us in other passages that those who are wise will hate the things that God hates. God has given us authority to impress our children of the awfulness of sin and to convince them of our hatred for sin, evil, and wickedness. We demonstrate hate for sin and all things that will corrupt our children when we truly love our children. Hate is an attribute of God because God is love. Every sin is hateful to God, for sin tears down, but love builds up. God reveals to us seven things he hates so intensely that he turns up the heat to make his hatred become abomination. God wants us to know what he extremely hates, so it moves us to hate the same things. The first abomination of God is a proud look. Our generation is a generation of lofty eyes, eyes that are lifted up. The proud look is the look of confidence in one's own pureness and a disdain upon others who do not measure up. It is a look that looks on the surface but refuses to look upon the heart. A proud look is a vision of oneself based upon one's own standards and not God's standards. A proud look is an abomination to God because the one with a proud look refuses to look at his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who brings all things to light and destroys the proud look. Secondly, God hates a lying tongue, and we must likewise hate a lying tongue. We must know that the tongue is but a rudder of the heart. There is no such thing as a slip of the tongue, as the tongue only follows the orders of the helmsman of the heart. The tongue responds perfectly to the instructions from the heart, for the heart is the master and the tongue but the slave. God loves simplicity of truth. The lying tongue hates simplicity and loves complexity, loving falsehood, loving exaggeration, loving the coloring of stories, loving perversion, and loving to produce or encourage wrong impressions. It loves to be careless about truth, loving generalities instead of the specific. God has barred the gates of heaven against all liars, for none of them are his people. Thirdly, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, and we must likewise hate those bloody hands. God hated the hands of Cain as they shed innocent blood. He hated the hands of Judas, the hands of the Pharisees, and the generation of vipers that crucified his Son. Today he hates the hands of abortionists, the hands of the murderers, and those who care not but for themselves and not for the innocent and helpless. He hates the hands of those who distort his image, those who shed innocent blood. Fourthly, he hates the heart that devises wicked imaginations, the heart that thinks of new ideas, new contrivances for sin. This is the heart that has become the habitation of devils, the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This is the heart that has conquered its God-given conscience. This is the heart that God mentions as his fifth abomination, the heart that wants to be first in line to perform mischief. This is the heart that directs feet to activities that will find themselves in slippery places. The sixth hatred of God involves the false witness who has no bright object on which to focus his life. He is a false witness because he has no assurance of that which he speaks. He can only be a false witness because he has never witnessed the saving power of Jesus Christ in his life. God hates the false preacher, the apostate, the evolutionist who all speak lies. Their ways, not being founded upon the rock of Jesus Christ, are not established. And lastly, God hates the man that sows discord among the brethren, for God highly values unity among his people. He desires that we be of one mind and one mouth, in one accord, and in one spirit, in the same love. God hates those who disturb this unity of purpose for their own selfish ends, and he reminds us of them in Romans 16:17 and 18. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. God is a God of love, but because of man's sin, he is also a God of hate. We do not properly worship the God of the Bible by only focusing on his love, but we must also focus on those things he hates, and hate them as ardently as well.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.